And going from the national champs now to the Hall of Famer today, Coach Chad Tigard, former Star Valley High School volleyball coach, spent a lot of time at Idaho State University, recently inducted into the ISU Hall of Fame. Coach Tigard, good morning to you and congratulations.
Hey, Coach, are you still there?
I am.
We were wishing you a congratulations on this Hall of Fame induction. That's an amazing accomplishment. Is this something that, you know, you would have ever imagined when you started your volleyball career?
I never even thought about things like that at all.
Coach, take us to the beginning of your career as a volleyball coach. How did you get into coaching, and what were those early seasons like for you?
Well, my first job, I was teaching and coaching at Bear Lake High School in Montpelier, Idaho. I was assistant football coach, head wrestling coach, taught social studies and PE, and I got a call towards the end of the year from the principal at Cokeville, and he was wondering if I'd be interested in coming there to teach and coach. But they needed English and PE, not social studies, and they needed a volleyball coach and a wrestling coach. But the pay was so much better in Wyoming than it was in Idaho. So I picked up a whole bunch of credits so I could be qualified to teach English in Wyoming. And became a volleyball coach.
And that run in Cokeville is pretty... It's pretty legendary. Anybody knows who followed that... When you put those things together, one of the things that always stood out to me when I was able to talk to you with your time at Star Valley High School was you focused on, it's the old, kind of the old phrase, aim small, miss small, but you would always say one ball at a time. And I think if the players really believe that, then that's how you built that. Kind of explain and talk to us about the team philosophies that you were able to build at so many different locations along the line.
Well, it sure helps if you're fundamentally sound. So you got to compete, but you got to compete. To me, you compete one ball at a time. You don't start playing well towards the end of the game. You do your very best play by play. And if you're fundamentally sound, it's amazing how much better you can get than you otherwise would be. And I was fortunate to learn from some really good people along the way about how, you know, how to help kids be successful.
Coach Chad Tigard with us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, talk to us about your time at Idaho State and that transition from coaching at the high school level to the collegiate level. What was that jump like for you?
Well, I'd been a college athlete on a pretty good team. I wasn't a volleyball player. I was a wrestler. So I understood college athletics pretty well. But when I went to Idaho State, the thing is, it's still volleyball. There's still people you're coaching, and it's still volleyball. The fundamentals are the same. And I was fortunate to have learned from some people who were the real deal, who knew what they were doing. And passing fundamentals are still the same. Attack fundamentals are still the same. Setting fundamentals are still the same. So... I was fortunate to work with some good girls there at Idaho State and turn the program around. They weren't very good when I got there. I think they'd won 3 matches the year before in the conference or something like that. And I was just able to get some good girls on board. And if they're good with their fundamentals and willing to work, it's amazing how much better they can be.
Coach Tigard, you were at Idaho State from 2008 to 2014. What are some of your favorite memories with the Bengals in your time there?
Well, just turning it around and then being in the conference tournament championship the last 3 years. We only won it one of those years, but we turned the program around from, you know, in college volleyball, there's what they call an RPI. And out of the 324 Division I volleyball teams, it's a computer ranking system is what it is. Now, the 324 Division I teams, we were like 297 or 298 when I got there. So that's not at the top of the heap, and we got it up into the 50s, which is much better. So just getting better. Then working with the girls, you know, it was just, I was fortunate to get some good girls on board, and they were willing to work. And you know, having the conference tournament MVP, having the conference player of the year twice was kind of cool. So and just to see who knows how many of those girls went on to be high school coaches, and that's kind of neat. And then one of them went on to be a college coach, and that's kind of neat. So it's just nice to see their success and the fact that they enjoy the sport.
I can't imagine how big the Coach Tigert coaching tree is. I mean, that's got to have a lot of branches on that coaching tree. But, Coach, you were able to wrap up your career back in the high school ranks at Star Valley. You won a state title with the Lady Braves in 2017. And then you're recently inducted into the Hall of Fame at Idaho State. How did you find out about this? Was this a surprise to you?
I don't even know if I knew there was a Hall of Fame at Idaho State. That's certainly not why I coached. But, yeah, it was a surprise. I had no idea.
What?
How did I find out, dear?
They called us?
They just called me and let me know.
What was the ceremony like? What happened when you were inducted?
You know, my memory is so bad these days, I can't tell you much about what happened, but they introduced me. They introduced me, and I went up and got something, I guess.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Well, what are some of your favorite things that you're enjoying now, Chad, in your retirement and moving forward? What are some of your favorite things?
Oh, I don't know. I'm around my wife a lot more nowadays than I used to be. That's kind of nice.
Well, Coach, we certainly congratulate you on a well-deserved Hall of Fame induction. I guess my final question is for the current coaches or those aspiring coaches, what advice do you have for the next generation of coaches, whether it be at the college or the high school level? What do you think is the best piece of advice you could leave?
Well, maybe I'd say two things. Is one, learn from somebody who truly knows what they're doing, or more than one somebody, and then care about the kids.
That's Coach Chad Tigert, and again, former Cokeville Star Valley High School volleyball coach and ISU Hall of Famer. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Your wife, Susie, thank you very much as well, and best of luck to you guys moving forward. Thank you.